Right, this is Sunday morning, June 14th, 2020. This is a Prophet's Corner, uncut, the third one of the morning. Confirmation of where we are in God's timeline. I wasn't even thinking about this, and it just dropped on me. So this is just another confirmation of where we are sitting in God's timeline at the end of the church age. We are currently seeing the rise of the Fourth Reich. Now, I want to look at Daniel chapter 7. Okay, and this is verse 1 of Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. That's England. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked. There's the USA. And it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon his feet as a man. There's Uncle Sam, and a heart was given to it. Behold, another beast, a second like a bear, and with it raised up itself on one side, and had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. This is Russia. Communism. There's probably been millions of people killed from communism in Russia. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. This is Germany. The wings on the back, the fowl, is France. They were kind of in league with Germany during World War II. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with its feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. This is the beast system here. This is the, you know, socialistic, communistic, all the combination. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there was three of the first horns. I had someone give this opinion, and I'm not sure that the little horn was actually the UN. You know, they're kind of behind the scenes, but and they're trying to right now push to come take charge of this over here. No, they ain't going to step no foot on this soil as far as that goes. They're the UN Army is what I'm talking about. Okay, plucked up by the roots, and behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man and a mouth speaking great things. Antichrist spirit here. Okay, trying to decipher whether I should read all of this. Okay. Let's just turn to Revelation 13. I just mainly wanted you to see about the beast. Revelation 13, you're seeing the same thing. After I read this, I'll give you an explanation. Okay, verse 13, or chapter 13, verse 1. I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet were as like the feet of a bear. His mouth is the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. So you see a combo beast of the four that Daniel saw. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Well, this is the Berlin Wall. It was a wall put up to keep communism from spreading to the West, Eastern Germany. And it was there, I forget how many years. It came down in the 80s, the Berlin Wall. This is the wound. It was called the deadly wound that wouldn't heal. And the four heads on the leopard, it represents the rising and falling. So to show four heads, that means they've had four rights. The Germans were, you know, the first one, the second one, the third one was World War II. And this last one you could say was World War III, Armageddon, mm-hmm. You know. And they worshiped the dragon who gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months, and opened his mouth with blasphemy against God, and blasphemed his name and his tabernacle that dwell on the earth. Okay, I'm not going to go into any more of that, but I just wanted you to see these two, and this is what the Lord spoke to me. Hitler did not kill himself, and the USA and the Allies did not win the war, World War II. Through Project Paperclip, the Nazi scientists were secretly brought over to the U.S. to start NASA. The CIA started Operation Mockingbird to continue the propaganda machine the Nazis were known for and has continued till this day. They knew they could not win by invasion, so they sought to infiltrate from the inside. This is where we sit today. This is the battle, Armageddon battle, we are in today. So the battle is over the narrative. Even as the president has said, the narrative or the mainstream media, they're the enemy of the people. It's their propaganda machine, just like Hitler's propaganda machine. And they're all CIA. All of these that you see in mainstream media, they're all CIA. They're even trying to infiltrate Congress and Senate. They're all the bad guys. I mean, all of them. And they're the ones that are being taken out. But anyway, that's just what the Lord said to me. This is where you sit in the timeline. The last head is on its last leg, the fourth right. I always knew the Antichrist system was coming out of Germany. The Lord spoke to me that a couple of years ago, that it was coming out of Germany. That's the origin of that. That's the origin of this movement, the Antifa. Their flag looks just like the fascist flags of Hitler Germany. They just kind of nearly duplicated it. Yeah, so anyway, just to me, this is just another confirmation of where we sit.